Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Little Debbie joins the Outhouse Nation, another Western States course record, and will we see another Appalachian Trail FKT in 2019? This honestly took us by surprise, but the actual Little Debbie YouTube channel commented on our recent episode, reporting on them getting involved with some Barkley chatter on Twitter between Amelia Boone and Keith Dunn. Who knows how they found us, but they did. What up, Little Debbie?
Little Debbie snack cakes, no one has to know. Shh.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for noticing. Okay, let's get into some running news. The Western States 100 went down this past weekend under some cooler than normal temperatures, but with some of the hottest competition the race has ever seen. As expected, it was Jim Walmsley and Courtney DeWalter off the front of their respective fields fairly early in the race, although neither made it to the top of Emigrant Pass at Issaquah Valley first. By mile 30, when I caught back up with them, they each had a 5-minute lead, Jim over Jared Hazen and Courtney over Claire Gallagher by 5 minutes each. As the day went on, they each continued to build their leads, but Jared hung close, less than 10 minutes back of Jim at Forest Hill, mile 62. Courtney had built her lead up to 38 minutes at that point, and both were under course record pace. Jim continued to roll all the way to Auburn and broke his own course record from last year with a second victory in 14 hours, 9 minutes. Jared Hazen came in second, also under Jim's course record from last year, in 14:26. Third went to Tom Evans, who finished his first 100-miler in 14:59. Having the podium all under 15 hours and the top 10 men under 16 just goes to show you how crazy this year was. In the ladies' race, we knew something was up at the river when we were waiting for Courtney when she was overdue by an hour or more, and we had reports she was starting to walk. She came into Rucky Chucky still in the lead, but at a walking pace, it appears a pain in her hip or upper leg made running just too painful. She still had the lead across the river and made her way up towards Greengate, but was passed around mile 78 and a half by Claire Gallagher, then Brittany Peterson and Casey Lichtai. She dropped at Greengate. Then the race was on. Brittany caught Claire just before mile 94 Painted Rocks aid station, almost exactly where Claire's race ended 2 years ago when she DNF'd. She wasn't about to be cursed by the spot and put on an absolute surge in the final 6 miles, winning her first Western States in a time of 17:23 by a whopping 11 minutes and running to the second fastest all time. Brittany was second in 17:34 and Casey was third in 17:55, running a new personal best on the course. The top 9 women were all under 20 hours, with 10th place Corinne Malcolm running 20:02. There are too many stories to share in this short news show, but I would like to thank everyone from the Outhouse Nation who said hi this weekend out in California. It was great to connect with all of you and hope to see you next year. With that being said, we have to give a shout out to 10-time finisher in 10 years, and with a cumulative time under 1 week, Ian Sharman, as well as 20-time finisher Scotty Mills. We mentioned Dave Mackey running last week. He made it to 93 miles before dropping with shot quads. It was a banger weekend for ultra trail running around the globe. The second race in the Golden Trail World Series took place at the Marathon du Mont Blanc in Chamonix with a bevy of top ITRA-ranked athletes from around the world. The men's race was won by David Magnini of Italy, who stomped on the competition, coming in first in 3:47. Nadir Magwait, also of Italy, was second. Top American was Andy Wacker, 10th in 4:05. For the ladies, Ruth Croft took the big win in 4:34, her second in a row. Second up was Silvia Rampazzo of Italy in 4:37. American favorite Megan Kimmel didn't finish. Also of interest was the Mont Blanc 90K, which saw Katie Scheid, who we don't think gets enough credit here in the US since she lives abroad, won in 13:04. For the men, Xavier Thévenard was first in 11:04. Also on deck was the Lavaredo Ultra Trail in the Italian Dolomites, which, like Western States, is part of the Ultra Trail World Tour. The 125-kilometer premier distance was the feature, and it was Tim Tollefson of the U.S. taking the win in 12:18, who was followed up by Chinese superstar Jiashen Changzhen Chen in 12:31. For the ladies, Catherine Gotz of Switzerland was first in 14:59. Another year, another FKT attempt on the Appalachian Trail. This one just started this week. Christian Morgan, who helped pace Carl Sabe last year on his record-setting run, is now off on his own journey of the AT. He's shooting for a 40-day goal to follow up on Carl's 41-day, 7-hour, 39-minute record from last year. Just for a quick history, there have been a run on the AT over the past 5 years with no signs of slowing. In 2015, Scott Jurek set the record at 46 days. In 2016, Carl Meltzer bested that 45 days, 22 hours. And Joe McConaughey was next in 45:12. Be interesting to see what Christian can do this year. World Mountain Running isn't just for adults. There have been 13 previous editions of the WMRA Youth Mountain Running Cup, and the U.S. has announced its team comprised of runners under 18 years of age, heading back this year. It's a 5K course with over 600 feet of climb in Italy, taking place August 24th. The U.S. will send Samantha Blair of Eagle, Colorado, Madeline Burns of Durango, Maggie Condon of Steamboat Springs, James Gregory of Fort Collins, William Ladin of Lafayette, and Rafael Sanchez of Los Alamos, New Mexico, the only non-Coloradan. We have a story from viewer Justin Dykstra, who let us know that Josh Sanders of Michigan and a group he's with is going for the world record time of running a 5K in every state. We don't have a ton of details as of yet, but they're on pace through 12 states. And one final note on FKT attempt happening in the Northeast, Philip Garcia and Jason Lance are attempting to run all 48 4,000-foot peaks in New Hampshire in a single push. I don't know the stats on that one. Can anyone help? But we'll have a full report if they get it. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 152 of Outhouse News. This show would not be possible without the support of our Patreon contributors, who help with the production of this show each and every week. Join the Patreon crew at the link below for as little as $2 per month. Huge shout out to our $50 level supporters, Squirrels Nut Butter, Brian Sands, and the Twisted Fork Ultra out of Park City, Utah, as well as our $25 level supporters, Bluebird Running Company, Carrie Savage, Renee Feint, Casey Carter, and Jeff Holbrook. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. And finally, if you'd like to own this custom pair of Jam Jam's Tooth sunglasses, complete with a signed certificate of authenticity, check out the links in the description. Have a good week.